In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the last Sunday in the Great Lent. Because the end of the Great Lent will be on Friday, God willing. And just to revise in a few minutes the trip that the church takes us every year, from week to week, we can understand the wisdom of the church, or the wisdom of the Holy Church, the Holy Spirit, who guides the church to teach us and to help us for the eternal life. In the beginning of the fasting, at the beginning of the Great Lent, we saw our Lord Jesus Christ announcing to carry on his shoulders the sins of the whole world when he accepted the baptism in Jordan River by the hands of John the Baptist. And then he was led by the Holy Spirit up to the mountain for 40 days to announce to us that he is ready to defeat Satan for our sake. And he is ready to defend us. And he is ready also to conquer the devil on behalf of every one of us. And then after that, we saw three kinds of forgiveness of sins. We saw on the third Sunday the repentance of the prodigal son. And then we saw the repentance of the Samaritan woman. And then we saw the repentance of the paralyzed who was sick for 38 years. Our Lord wanted to assure us that he is willing and able at the same time to forgive our sins. And he just needs that we come bravely and confess our sins. We cannot ignore the good willing of our God, who wants eagerly to save us and to clean us and to purify us and to prepare us for heavens. But it is not enough. We have to know that. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ went to Samaria for the Samaritan woman, and went to Bethesda for the sick man. But at the same time, we cannot forget that the Samaritan woman declared that she was a sinner. And the sick man announced that he had no one to help him, which means he was in extremely need of help. And this point the Lord considered a repentance from the sick man with high desire to be healed. This point is very important. I cannot say the Lord comes to me and stop on that. No. I have to say, the Lord comes to me and I accepted him. I accept him. It's not enough that the Lord comes to you, but you have to repent. You have to welcome him. You have to give him a chance to forgive your sins, because he will not impose himself on you. He will not force you to repent. He is asking you to repent. You are not a slave. You are a free man. You are not a slave. You are a son and a daughter. And he wants you actually to understand this point and repent willingly, joyfully, on high desire from you of the work of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. That's why in the three last Sundays we saw the prodigal son comes to his father who was waiting for him. When he saw him, he hurried to him. He took him in his arms. But do not forget, he washed him, he dressed him, and then he gave him his holy body and precious blood through the bull that he offered for his son. Samaritan woman, he wanted to win her soul. He spoke to her until she said, I have no husband. I am a sinner. I live in a sin. She said, okay, you said the truth. I like that. I like that. She left his water pot. She went, she preached. She changed her life completely. And the sick man, when he said, I have no man, Jesus Christ said to him, I am the man. Come. And then after that, to assure that this sick man needed forgiveness of sins, not only healing of body, he met with him and he said, you have healed. Do not sin again, lest you have more evil. Now today, there is no sin. Today there is no problem directly from the blind man. That's why in the beginning of the gospel of today, the people asked him, or his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents that he was born blind? And then our Lord Jesus Christ said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. This is the point. The blind man is not like the other three cases of the three past Sundays. No. The blind man was not guilty to be born blind. Was not guilty to be born blind. But as the Lord said, the works of God should reveal in him. What does it mean? It means that the Lord took this man who was born blind as an example, as a model of the mankind, of the whole world. The whole world was blind. That's why the prophet Isaiah in chapter 43 said, bring out the blind people who have eyes. Look, he said, bring out the blind people who have eyes. Yes, they have eyes, but they don't see. Yes, these eyes are sharp-sighted, but the hearts are blind. There is no faith in him. That's why he said he will bring out the blind people who have eyes. And then our Lord Jesus Christ referred to this verse, which was in Isaiah 6, 9 to 10. Isaiah 6 said, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here, here I am, send me.' And he said, 'Go tell these people, keep on hearing, but you do not understand. Keep on seeing, but you do not perceive. Make the heart of these people dull, and their ears heavy. Shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and return and be healed.'" What does it mean? What does it mean? It means that the people, although they try to live a good life, but without Jesus Christ, they couldn't. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 13, verse 14 and 15 said to them, "And in them, in these people, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the heart of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so I should heal them.'" After that, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it." When I come to the verse of the Old Testament of Isaiah, I say, why do you, Lord, want these people not to see or not to hear? He said, "No, I want them to see, but not with their eyes. I want not them to hear, but not with their ears. I want them to understand, but not with their hearts." But whom then? Me. The Lord wants to say, anything you want to see it through me. Anything you want to hear it through me. Anything you won't understand in your hearts, not in your hearts or through your hearts, but through my heart. That's the philosophy of the gospel of today. The philosophy of the gospel of today is that man who was born blind has an excuse. He cannot see God. He cannot see Jesus Christ. Then how can see him? Through the baptism. Through the baptism. That's why today is called Hadd al-Tanasir in our church. And thank God that we baptized the child this morning. It was good thing that the Lord gave us chance to baptize at least one child on this Sunday. It's called the baptism Sunday. Why? Because there is a relationship between darkness and blindness and sight equal to darkness and light. Blindness and sight is equal to darkness and light. The blind man, who is the man who does not see our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord today in Matthew 13 said to them, blessed are you. Blessed are you because your eyes see me. The prophets in the Old Testament wanted to see me. They couldn't see me. And to hear me, they couldn't hear me. But you see me and hear me. How? Through the enlightening. Enlightening through the baptism. In the baptism, I do not only see God, but I receive God, but I put on God. You who were baptized to Christ have put on Christ. Now, we are not supposed to see but by our eyes, but by the eyes of Jesus. And this is the main difference. If you see with your own eyes, you will see the darkness around you. But if you see through our Lord Jesus Christ, then you will see the kingdom of heaven. You will see the forgiveness of sins. You will see the easier way of carrying out the commandments of our Lord. This is the lesson of today. The lesson of today is very easy. Very easy. You can ask yourself, far from the commandments, far from any other consideration, do I see Jesus Christ in my life? If I see Jesus Christ in my life, then I will see everyone, everything, every event through Jesus Christ or with the eyes of Jesus Christ. If I feel anything in my life, I will feel it not through my emotions, not through my heart, but through the Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart and makes from my heart a temple. We are the temple of God. And this is the marvelous life that we live as Christians. You are different. You are different. As I said, the difference between blindness and sight is the difference between darkness and light. If you want to live in darkness, you will be blind. If you want to see the true light, then you have sight, the real sight, to see God and to see everything through God. And this is, in one word, this is the commandments of the Lord. In one word, all the commands, all the words of the Lord, all the Bible, is to see our Lord Jesus Christ. Before you speak, before you think, before you see, before you hear, before you love. And this is the meaning of what St. Augustine said. Love and do whatever you want to do. Love what love? Love Jesus. Love our Lord Jesus Christ. And through this love, do whatever you want. You will find yourself easily carrying out the commandments without any effort, without any force, without any imposing, without even someone to convince you or to preach you. But we can remind ourselves in the church from time to time, but you do not need that. In this case, we will not have a prodigal son. In this case, we will not have a Samaritan woman. In this case, we will not have a sick man who stays 38 years disabled to do anything. Why? Because through the eyes, the ears, the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, if anything happens, if any mistake, hurry, come, cleanse yourself, repent, confess, take the Holy Communion, come back to the full sighted hearts and inner eyes to see the wonders of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray from all our hearts that the Lord may open our eyes and open our ears, not to the sins of the world or not to the sounds of the world, but to see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ and to hear the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ and to feel the true love of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in every time we come to read the Bible, either at home, when Abuna comes to pray at home or here in the church, whenever we want to read the Bible, we have to repeat what our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples in Matthew 13, in the Latin of the Gospel. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Glory be to God forever. Amen.